The Ghana Standards Authority is cautioning the public against indiscriminate buying of goods, especially imported ones, in order not to jeopardize their health. It says a lot of goods are already on the market, with most being substandard and could pose health threats to consumers. Already, the authority has intensified its monitoring at the borders to ensure that substandard goods are not brought into the country. The head of public affairs of the authority, Kofi Amponsah-Bediakon, told Radio Ghana that the authority will confiscate and destroy any substandard products found on the market.
Christmas is an occasion in which a lot of celebration is carried out in various forms in different parts of the country. But at the end of it all, there is celebration, and celebration goes with eating and drinking. It means that so many goods are going to come into the country. Some of them are going to be of high quality, others are going to be of poor quality. That will not be able to meet our standard. Ghana Standards Board has already started alerting the public to be careful of what they buy from the market. So Ghana Standards Board is watching our borders closely. Our men are always there. But since our border, especially the eastern corridor, is porous because of its fragile nature, substandard goods may filter in through those areas. So whilst you are going around to do some inspection in the market to make sure that goods available for sale are up to standard, we are aware that certain products will also filter in. So we are pleading and appealing to all people in this country to be careful about what they buy, so that at least what they take in will not jeopardize their health.
Whilst we are trying to appeal to the public to be careful of what to buy, is the Ghana Standards Authority got punitive measures for people who will try to filter in these goods into the market?
The Standards Authority has a power to confiscate goods that are substandard, because the laws of this country say that those goods that come in must be up to standard.
A few months ago, the Ghana Standards Authority came out that we're not going to allow used underwear. How far have you gone with that?
We said we were not going to allow it, in line with the law LI 1586, and we are still sticking to our guns in collaboration with Ministry of Trade and Industry.
Mr. Amponsah-Bediakon said even though the authority has banned the importation of used underwear, these are still being imported. He appealed to the public to desist from buying such items. Mr. Amponsah-Bediakon also advised against buying goods that are not labeled in English.
The banned items are two, as far as clothing is concerned, and these are used handkerchiefs and used underpants. So once we find these two items among the used clothes, we seize them and then prevent them from entering the country. However, of late we have noticed that instead of dwindling, their numbers are rather increasing. But at the end of it all, the exercise will be more successful depending upon cooperation from consumers. Once consumers are prepared to buy used clothes, used handkerchiefs, they create demand or market. So naturally, people will find it profitable to bring them in no matter what. But once consumers of these products are prepared to collaborate with us based upon the health hazards, such products will not be of use in the country, and therefore those who bring them in will lose.
There are reports of lot of baby diapers on the market. Some of them, there's no inscription at all on them. You only see some Chinese labels on them. Is the Ghana Standards Authority aware of these?
We are aware that apart from diapers, there are many products that are flouting our labeling requirement, which says that any goods that are being brought into the country should be properly labeled in accordance with the law of this country. First, it should have the name of the product, then again the date of expiry, the manufacturing date, again the country of origin, the manufacturer's name and address, so we can easily trace them. The requirement should be in English. We also alert consumers to buy products only that are labeled in English.
Head of Public Affairs at the Ghana Standards Authority, Kofi Amponsah-Bediakon, talking to George Asekere.